This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is the deadline for groups to turn in signatures to the Colorado Secretary of State to put a question on the November ballot. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
Already, it's shaping up to be a crowded ballot with questions ranging from limiting abortions to reintroducing gray wolves. Conservative groups have recently turned in signatures to lower the income tax rate and allow voters to approve fee increases. It takes about 125,000 valid signatures for a measure to qualify for the ballot. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
The White House and Microsoft are still working out details of a proposed sale of the app TikTok to get it away from Chinese ownership. There is concern that China is using the app as a tool of espionage. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck has introduced a bill to ban TikTok from federal devices.
And I believe they are. I want to see more evidence of it, but I understand where the president is coming from, and I'm very concerned about China's purposes.
The video app is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Microsoft says it's continuing negotiations to buy the app. Rocky Mountain National Park is accepting reservations for September. The park introduced a timed entry system in June to meet the federal, state, and local COVID-19 reopening requirements. Visitors will pay a fee for each day they will be in the park. Colorado weather has the chance for thunderstorms along the Front Range this afternoon. Highs in the 90s around Denver, 80s in Colorado Springs. On the western slope, sunny and hot weather continues. Highs near 100 around Grand Junction today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.